Jeff Wickwire, heard daily on Bible School Radio 91.3, KDKR, Decatur, Dallas-Fort Worth, and on 91.3 KYJC Commerce.
Portions of KDKR programming do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or staff.
Prudent Money with Bob Brooks is sponsored by the Prudent Money Foundation on 91.3.
Well, so are you optimistic, pessimistic, or stressed about retirement? Today we're going to take a look. Stay tuned for Prudent Money. Good afternoon and welcome to the Prudent Money Radio Show. I'm your host, Bob Brooks. Thank you so much for joining me today. You know I do appreciate it. Well, I'm not taking questions today. And if you have a question for me, please go to the website at prudentmoney.com. There is a Q&A at the top of the page. Just go through that link and we'll get you taken care of. That's all at the website, www.prudentmoney.com. Also, if you're not signed up on the email letter, the Prudent Money e-letter list, you need to do so. That way we can keep you posted as to what we are putting up and what we think that you should be reading. That's off the website, www.prudentmoney.com. And also, if you miss a program, you can always catch it on the podcast, which we release about 10 to 15 minutes after every program that that we do. So there's tons of ways to get information either at prudentmoney.com or the podcast, wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts, we should be there. So let's talk a little bit about the environment of the economy right now. You know, interest rates are just very steadily, day by day, going up. And what the Federal Reserve Board does greatly influences that. And then tomorrow, the Federal Reserve Board is going to be releasing their decision and their thoughts on interest rates. Always or typically moves the markets one way or the other. Don't think they're going to cut rates. Maybe they kind of go for the easy answer for the markets, is we're going to just kind of stay in this mode and watch and see what we think. Or they may raise rates in order to make sure that they are doing everything they can to cut out inflation. Now, you and I both know there are some aspects of inflation that aren't directly affected by raising interest rates. However, they are eventually affected by a big recession where the economy starts to lose growth. And of course, we've had, you know, it's interesting. There's one indicator, and this is just off the top of my head, so I'm going to be off a little bit on some days, but you'll get the idea. There's one indicator, and we'll just call it, and when an indicator appears, that means that there's the probability of something will happen. We'll just call this the indicator, that when it happens, there's a good chance, like the past eight recessions have been called when this particular indicator started showing up. Well, this particular indicator this time, which would be recession number 9, which is the last 8 it's shown up, that's a pretty good track record, has been showing signs of recession now at a record pace, more days than any other of those 8. So I don't know what that means, but it means that things are really, really ripe for a recession. And it would make sense if you had somewhat of a deep recession to clear out the rest of this inflation. But, you know, this is the problem with mortgage loans. Interest rate goes up. Payments go up. These notes, these interest rates on these 30-year long-term notes go way up. And if you think about it, before the Federal Reserve started raising rates, I mean, these payments were probably half of what they are today. And so that makes a big deal and influences quite a bit the ability to buy and sell homes. And I think that what we're seeing is a continuation of this period of a slow activity overall, that is. Maybe there's still some pockets that are still moving pretty good. But this is getting into maybe the unexpected. We'll have to get some of our real estate experts on the program and ask. But you know, I think that most real estate experts were expecting this to start pick up again. Now, I think that you have to start kind of forecasting and reading the tea leaves and trying to figure out, okay, well, what exactly could this look like going forward? Not the obvious answers, the easiest answers where, you know, interest rates will come up, they'll drop back down and you can do a note this way or do a note that way. I don't think it's going to be that easy. It's going to be a little bit trickier. And then you've got, we talked about this yesterday, auto loans that have drastically gone up in the rates. And of course that influences the payment as well. And you know, that's the problem, is that most people and most car dealerships present the car based on a payment. If you can make this payment, you'll be in good shape. Maybe it's not really the best thing for you to do from a total stewardship standpoint, but you can meet the payment. And oftentimes that decision is even influenced by assumptions, you know, shaky assumptions that you might be making. And then the final very interesting part of these interest rate hikes is credit cards. You know, credit card companies were genius when they looked at their portfolios of all the credit card debt that's out there, and they said, let's change our rates from fixed rates, meaning that you'll always have a 6% or 7% or 8% interest rate on your debt, to variable rates. So when the interest rates go up, we can go up too. And so that has put interest rates in, depending on who you follow, at a record 20% average or to 24% average. And the problem that credit card companies are going to come across in their greed and in their business model of how they take advantage of people. Everybody makes their own choices. Nobody put a gun to your head to go buy that plasma television or whatever. But there's a lot of tricks and a lot of trickery that people fall for. And once again, that comes down to education, which I hope that you're getting some here on the program about how to deal with these credit card companies, because they don't fight fair. But at what point, and I think it's soon, does that interest rate get so high that you squeeze the consumer out of the picture, to where they get to the point that they cannot make that payment? It's a valid question. And we saw that in a news story I did last week, and I can't remember the bank it was, but they've had to write off a lot of credit card debt, meaning in default it, because they knew that 32% or something crazy like that, that consumers weren't going to pay it. So it's an interesting combination of things that are going on, much less that we have the potential of a recession. We have the up and coming presidential election. Could it get any, the backdrop get any dicier? Then we have this little bit of an issue coming up. Price of oil. Last week I told you we got to keep an eye on it. I think it got down into the lower 70s at one point, fell down to the lower 70s. Then the last time we talked about it was about $87 a barrel. then today it's trading at $92 a barrel. This is what oil does. It sneaks up on you. And those gas prices go up as if we need an increase in gas prices any more than we've already gotten. So you're starting to see some issues here that, once again, not really being able to be controlled by raising those interest rates, what the Fed would love to have you believe. But what it will do is, if you keep raising the interest rates, you bring on that recession and a deep one. And then at some point, it clears out the rest of that inflation, because the supply and demand, the supply starts to go and increase, because the demand, because of the recession, is much, much lower. People don't have the discretionary money to go spend. So just it's an interesting scenario that we want to keep an eye on. United Auto Workers, they are not getting anywhere with the big three auto manufacturers. And they say if there's not serious progress, I'm sure that these companies love to be threatened like this. Just kidding. They are probably, those are kind of fighting words, I would imagine. But if the UAW says if serious progress is not made by Friday at noon, then they are going to strike more plants, bring more parts of the plants offline because of striking workers. Now, as we discussed yesterday, this goes to affect a lot of facets of the economy. And so a situation that's going to drag out, we got a problem on our hands. But I think it will get resolved at a reasonable time. But you just never know. Hey, this is Bob Brooks. We're up against a break. Stick around. More to come. Be right back.
The Word for Today is excited to announce the new official online home for the ministry of Pastor Chuck Smith and Kay Smith, pastorchuck.org. At pastorchuck.org, you'll have instant access to thousands of hours of verse-by-verse teaching by Pastor Chuck Smith from Genesis through Revelation, and full access to special messages on subjects such as prophecy and much, much more. Also at pastorchuck.org, a full library of great teachings by Kay Smith, and a section where you can read some of Pastor Chuck's books online, all free of charge. So visit the new official online home of The Word for Today and the ministry of Pastor Chuck and Kay Smith, pastorchuck.org.
Hi, my name is Bob Brooks, host of the Prudent Money Radio Show. So let me ask you a question. Do you know your numbers? And which numbers are those? They are your retirement numbers. That set of numbers is the single most important planning numbers you can know. Yet the majority of Americans don't even know them. Prudent Money Financial Services, sponsor of the Prudent Money Radio Show, specializes in figuring out those numbers and creating a game plan to make sure you're on the right track. Listen to the Prudent Money Radio Show weekdays at 3 p.m. on Bible School Radio 91.3.
God's care and concern for families extends even into His top 10 list, the Ten Commandments in the Book of Exodus. And this week on A New Beginning, Pastor Greg Laurie helps us dig into these timeless instructions for insight on living a more rewarding life in the 21st century. Tune in for A New Beginning.
A New Beginning, weekday mornings at 7:30 here on KDKR.
Welcome back. This is Bob Brooks, and you are listening to the Prudent Money Radio Show. Thank you so much for joining me today. We're talking about the cost of a barrel of oil gone up to $92 a barrel and its effect on gasoline prices. Would it surprise you if I said, hey, we've got a problem with olive oil? Listen to this one. And this is problems that interest rate hikes cannot fix. Olive oil prices spiked to fresh records as severe droughts in major producing in major producing countries continue to crimp supplies. Remember, supplies down, demand being up, increase in prices. It's driving desperate people to start stealing it, which happens when the price of gasoline goes up. Global prices of olive oil surged to $8,900 per ton in September, driven by extremely dry weather in the Mediterranean, according to the USDA. Some 50,000 liters of extra virgin olive oil was reportedly stolen from one of Spain's oil mills in late August. That's the equivalent of $450,000 worth of olive oil. That's pretty crazy. But you just have a lot of these really weird things that we, you know, we use every day. And the situation is there's a supply shortage. Remember, supply and demand. It's what we're looking at. Okay, let's talk a little bit about how you're feeling about the environment, how you're feeling about retirement these days. And I came across an interesting survey that was done by an investment company. Almost half of Americans, 47%, say achieving retirement security will take a miracle, according to a new survey from Natixis Investment Advisors. The survey found one factor, inflation, has contributed the most to Americans' pessimistic outlook for retirement. I'm going to stop right there and make this couple of comments. Ladies and gentlemen, inflation is not here to stay with us forever. This too will pass. Can't tell you if that's today, can't tell you if that's next week, next year, 2 years from now. It will pass. History says it will pass, and we will get back to business, not as usual, because the inflation front has changed a lot of things, our landscape of how we do business, but it will get back to business as the new normal. But do not let the thought of this potential of inflation lasting maybe in your mind decades. It's not something that I think that we're going to face. As I said the other day, we're not looking at a situation where we're going to go back to pre-inflationary prices, because we've had, you know, you get a cost of living adjustment every year. We've had about 3 years of this. And so that will somewhere around there will be the new number of what the pricing for goods and services will be. As I said the other day, the good news is that we're seeing inflation numbers. We're seeing them stabilize and even fall. I always use the grocery store as a really good benchmark. A couple of items that I remember what they cost pre-COVID and pre-inflationary times, and the Goldfish being one of them. Yes, I still have kids in college. I still buy Goldfish. Don't judge me. They like it. So one container of Goldfish was, or a box of Goldfish, was the same price on sale as it was pre-inflationary times. Believe it or not, I found that to be positive. So don't fall into the trap of this is what we're seeing today is going to last forever. It's not. Almost, so I said, I started this off with almost half of Americans, 47%, said it will take a miracle for them to retire. Then, not two paragraphs down, most goes, almost half of Americans, 47%, say achieving retirement security will take a miracle. Oh, yeah, I already said that. Excuse me. Then there is some optimism. So, yeah, 47% say it's going to take a miracle to retire. 52% expect to have the financial freedom to do what they want in retirement. That's a bold statement. To do whatever you want in retirement, you ought to have the financial security So what do we have here? We have pretty typical pop culture finance reporting that really leaves the reader in a difficult spot to try to interpret what they mean by this. How do you have a survey where on one end of the spectrum, I mean literally one end of the spectrum, 47% say it never going to happen, it's going to need a miracle. 52% on the other end of the perspective, same survey, say, hey, I'm going to live the American dream in retirement. And then it says, yet at the same time, 48% said they expect to face tough trade-offs in retirement. So this 52% of people who are going to live it like they want to, the American dream, the financial freedom to do whatever they want in retirement, most common sacrifices cited, 42% living frugally. Well, that didn't sound like they're doing whatever they want to do. Other trade-offs, people said they expect to make it working in retirement or moving somewhere less expensive. Smart move. Each with 32% relying on family. That's not good. Or friends to make ends meet, or having to sell their home, which is not a bad idea to downsize in doing it today as values are so high. So it makes you wonder, why is the disparity? It's because this is where they, number one, they're probably interviewing 1,000 or 1,500 or 2,000 people that's supposed to dictate what America thinks about retirement. Number two, I've never seen a survey that says on the one end, everybody's optimistic. On the other end, everybody is thinks it's never going to happen. And there's not any wiggle room. I mean, it's one extreme or the other extreme. Listen to this one. Americans now believe they will need 1.27 million to retire. That's according to Northwestern Mutual. You sure it's not 1.28 or 1.1? They're just throwing these numbers out here, and I think people look at it and they go, there's no way I'm going to be able to retire. I can't create $1 million in a retirement account. Not where I'm at. And then they get to the conclusion that it will take a miracle for them to retire. Now, where this 52% overly optimistic people came from, I mean, I'm not seeing it in real day life. And where they came up with the 1.27 million to retire, I think that all of this, and what happens is people are reading these surveys because they're in these pop culture finance magazines and websites and things like that. And it's causing them stress that is just not, it's just not something we, that's necessary to deal with. So I lead all this up to make a final couple of points, and we'll continue our discussions tomorrow. But the bottom line is this. You may need a million, you may not need a million. Don't let some social media site, pop culture finance site, tell you what you need because someone else says that's what you need. Nobody knows what you need except for you and your values and your goals. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the easiest part of the process to come up with, a game plan. But yet, statistics show very few people have one. Inflation is not going to last forever. It's with us now. It could be a lot worse. And it will subside at some point. Can't tell you when. It's a cycle like everything else is. But tomorrow, I'm going to post, as well as talk to you about, the five things that you need to do to get informed, because this is why you're stressed, because you're not informed. You don't know for sure that you're going to have a problem. You don't know for sure, or for pretty sure as you can be, that you're going to have financial freedom in retirement. No, you probably don't know. Probably never have run the numbers. Probably have never really sought out the answers. We're going to do it in real time tomorrow, talk about it, and make sure that you are not carrying around a bunch of unnecessary retirement stress. You've got enough to deal with. Don't make this one of them. And it's all about getting informed. It's about getting education. It's about getting information. And I'm going to do that tomorrow as a follow-up to what we talked about today. This is Bob Brooks. If you have a question for me, please go to the website at www.prudentmoney.com and send it in, because we are all out of time. Till we do meet again next time, keep the faith and have a great rest of the day.
That's all the time we have for today. Questions or comments for Bob, or to find out more great information like what you've just heard, visit www.prudentmoney.com. Be sure to join Bob Brooks again for the next edition of Prudent Money.